Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
That's you, Tyler Russell, and I'm Jason Fetty. Morning! This morning, when I wake up, we're going to introduce New Music Tuesday segment, and it's called New Spins Me Right Round.
Are we sure?
How did we concoct that one?
I don't know. We've got tickets today to the Winter Concert Classic with Kenny Loggins. They go on pre-sale this morning at 10 a.m., but we are going to give you a chance to win them before you can buy them.
Yep, and I stayed up very late last night, as you can hear from my voice, writing another song about our local police blotter. I will sing it coming up on this crisp and chipper day in Laguna Beach, California.
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
Hey, news. Let's do news.
First up in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom.
Yep.
A proposed ban on short-term vacation rentals in residential areas here in Laguna will be considered by the City Council at its next meeting, Tuesday, November 17th, starting at 6 p.m. in the Council Chambers. The Council will consider possible amendments to the Municipal Code, which include a prohibition on short-term lodging and additional requirements for short-term lodging permits. The agenda on this item will be available by 5 p.m. on Thursday, November 12th, on the city's website, lagunabeachcity.net.
Whatever. What do you think about that, Tyler? You live here. I don't live here.
Well, you kind of live here. I mean, I live in South Laguna, where apparently a lot of people rent things out, and I haven't noticed an increase in noise or partying. But again, I'm 26 years old, so perhaps it wouldn't bother me.
It seems very un-American to regulate this kind of thing in this kind of way.
Yeah, it's kind of anti-capitalist, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if somebody makes a mistake and rents their house out to somebody that they haven't vetted properly and those people make a lot of noise and throw up in the garbage cans, then, okay, you've made a mistake and you should, maybe that's a misdemeanor and you should be stopped from doing it again, maybe in the future. But to just put a blanket ban on people that could make a few extra dollars by renting out their own home,
yeah,
to people from around the world. I don't know, man. It's a very odd thing that the more conservative you are, the more sort of people say, oh, we'd hate big government. And yet those are the people that always seem to want to impose big government on us.
Well, there's this kind of anti-sharing movement right now. And sharing businesses are a big part of our economy right now. Uber, Lyft, Airbnb,
right.
Pet walking, there's a sharing business for everything now, yeah, where you lend your own thing. You can even rent out your car for a day now.
Right.
You know, and other businesses that are real car rental companies or real taxi companies or real house rentals are like, whoa, we got to stop this.
Yeah, but they have a vested interest. And that's, yeah, you know, whatever. I don't care about that. But I think that if you rent your car out, if your car has passed the DMV test and is roadworthy, you should be able to rent your car out. The Uber thing is a little bit of a grey area, because if some drunk guy shows up in a beat-up old car, you know, that needs a certain kind of regulation. I don't know. I mean, I'm not an expert, obviously. But I'm not an expert on anything. I'm not even a DJ. I just play one on the radio.
I've got a story on Uber. You want to jump to it?
Go on, then.
A man arrested Friday night in connection with the assault of an Uber driver, recorded on a dash camera and posted on YouTube, has been identified as a mid-level manager for Taco Bell.
Okay.
Benjamin Golden, 32, of Newport, and this story went viral all over the place, but it happened in our backyard, was arrested on charges of misdemeanor public intoxication and misdemeanor assault. Golden has been terminated from his position as a brand manager for Taco Bell in Irvine.
Why did he lose his job? I don't get it.
So here, in a nearly four-minute video, the suspect can be seen slapping Edward Cabin, 23, the Uber driver, repeatedly in the head, grabbing his hair, and slamming the Mission Viejo resident's head toward the driver's side window. The suspect also hurls insults and curses the Uber driver. The driver responds with pepper spray, and he exits the car.
Oh, wow. That's
so you
got to
watch
exciting.
The video. It's really intense. Yeah. And it's a safety thing for, you know, these non-accredited drivers that are driving Uber cars.
Funny that the guy would lose his job, though. I can see why you may have to pay a fine, go to jail, whatever.
Really?
But to lose your job, why?
You wouldn't fire somebody if you saw a video of them online that went all over the country beating up somebody?
Depends on the job, doesn't it? I suppose he's representing,
right,
to some degree, Taco Bell, but, you know, he's not a DJ on the radio, is he? I mean, if I did that, you'd have to fire me, wouldn't you? Because it'd be everywhere.
Please just don't do that.
Wonder what the guy did to deserve a slapping. He may have deserved it.
No, you've got to watch the whole video. The guy's just so drunk, he's falling over in the back of the car, and it's awful. One more local story this morning. A longtime president of the South Laguna Civic Association and one of the founders of the South Laguna Community Garden, Bill Wren, died yesterday morning. His son Dennis and the family was thinking of having a memorial service at the garden since Bill loved it so much, and we'll keep you updated on that.
Yeah, we're part of that garden, aren't we now?
We are now. We have a plot. We need to figure out what we're growing. It was my plot before. I've donated it to you guys, and I am washing my hands, quite literally, of gardening. And you can do it now.
Did you not have any success with the garden? You
didn't grow anything? Success. It's just not fun for me.
Really?
It's not interesting.
Okay.
I love our garden. I love living right near the garden. I just don't like gardening.
Maybe if there's less work for you to do. Because you're going to have to be there. You're going to have to keep your eye on it.
I'll happily water the plants.
Well, you're going to have to keep your eye on it, aren't you?
I just don't want to prune them.
Prune? We're not growing prunes, are we? How do you grow prunes?
I think on a tree.
Yeah. I think they're are they dates? No, what are they?
They are dates.
No, they're not.
Well, they are.
What? They're not dates. They're prunes.
They're very, very much the same
thing. I think they're plums. I think they're plums that have been dried. If anybody knows the answer to this, just text us. We should move on. 715-5936. 949-715-KXFM is the number to text us about prunes.
In world news, a new NASA study says that an increase in Antarctic snow accumulation that began 10,000 years ago is currently adding enough ice to the continent to outweigh the increased losses from the thinning glaciers as a result of global warming. The research challenges the conclusions of other studies, including the IPCC's 2013 report, which says that Antarctica is overall losing land ice. That's the story.
Oh.
So Antarctica.
That's good news.
Yeah, it is good news.
And right, so I'm going to just go and get myself a plastic bag and some CFCs.
What?
Spray deodorant, whatever it is. That's...
So you're saying global warming is over.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, global warming is now
over. It is a big deal, though. I mean, we've been talking for decades now about glaciers melting. All of a sudden, Antarctica is gaining more ice than it's losing. It says also in the story it may not last forever, but as of right now, there's more ice gains than losses. Music news, finally, this morning. The Stone Roses, like we talked about yesterday.
Yep.
Their logo popping up all over Manchester. They're going back on the road, on the tour.
Oh, they are.
On the road,
so that's what that was about. On the tour, on the road.
Yes, that's what they're doing. A new reunion tour, even though they did one 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They're playing two gigs next summer at the football club's Etihad Stadium.
What?
Is that a thing?
What? No.
Etihad.
Which football club?
Iran's. No. It's apparently Manchester's. Next summer at Man City Football Club's Etihad Stadium.
Oh, I don't know
what
they call it. Yeah, I don't know what they call that.
All right.
It has been bought by Arabs.
And they're also playing Tea Park at the Stranahan Castle in Perthshire.
Tea in the Park is the name of that. It's a festival.
Too many British things in this story. So Stone Roses are back, I guess, sort of.
Great. Well, you know, that's cool, isn't it? It's nice for them, isn't it? Two gigs a year.
Yeah, right. My and they can God. Hype it up, and it's a story all over the internet. That'd be nice.
You know, local musicians, if we have two gigs a week, that's a slow week. How are we going to pay our rent? You know, anyway, good luck to them.
One more finish the headline story for you this morning, Jason. A fight over blank has left one man dead and another man charged with dinner.
Time for what? Indie band name or...
And I pressed the wrong button. That was a mess.
It's all right.
The Wait answer is dinner.
Oh.
Okay, finish the headline.
A fight over dinner
has
left one man dead and another man charged with murder.
Great.
11:30 p.m. Friday. Police say five men were fixing dinner in Houston. One guy, 38, became angry with another guy, 34, because He took the last piece of chicken.
Oh.
He took the last piece of chicken.
I thought it was going to be a fight over the bill for dinner. I always think that that's an awkward moment, isn't it? It doesn't matter where you are or who you are.
That's very awkward.
Who's going to pay? And, there's standard jokes I always tell. Like, somebody says, I'll get dinner, and I go, you know, it's a little play thing that we do. It's a little role playing.
Right.
The guy says, I'll get dinner, and I go, no, don't be ridiculous. Let me split it with you. No, I'll get dinner. And then I always say, I wish I'd known I would have had the lobster.
Every time,
yeah. Or my other thing to do is, when the bill comes, if I'm out with the wife, just me and Ava together, the bill comes, I'll open the, you know, like it comes in a little booklet thing. So I'll open the book to look at the bill, to look at the check. And I'll feign a minor heart attack. I go, and Ava like rolls her eyes. Yeah, same old joke every time, you know.
But if there wasn't, like, theater around the bill,
yeah,
it would be weird.
It would be
more weird if someone said, I'll get the bill, and everybody else didn't say anything.
Right.
That's more weird than saying, oh no, come on, you got it last time.
You have
time.
To play it. You have to do it.
Yeah.
It's like a gig. You finish the show and people are expected to go, more, you know, and then you come back
just
out.
Societal.
And it's just a tried and tested little play that we do. It's a ritual.
Anyway, that guy got stabbed over the chicken.
Great. Is he alive? No, was he murdered?
He's dead now.
Wow, over a piece of chicken. I don't want to go that way. I want to go for some good reason.
Like the bill.
Like the soup.
Here's a band called Sun Drug. Song is Wild Man. Coming up, we're going to give you tickets, well, somebody, to Kenny Loggins.
Yes.
At our Winter Concert Classic.
Indeed. Footloose. Shall I just do it? Footloose. Don't do something about a goose. What is it?
That's what it is.
Something like that.
Yep, you nailed it.
Very good.
It's at Irvine Bowl, Page of the Masters, presented by us and Montage. And it's going to be really great. A holiday concert that we're very proud to be involved with. And we've got another big band for you, following up the Beach Boys, Kenny Loggins performing with Shadow Boxers and David Allen Baker. So don't go too far this morning. You could win tickets before they go on sale, as the pre-sale starts for KX members this morning at 10 a.m. Quick side note, we had somebody text in. Thomas texted in and let us know that, as we were arguing earlier, prunes are in fact plums. Dried up plums.
Yeah, good.
You were right.
Yep.
You were right.
Good.
He plums. Says, he also says, facts like that should be raising your IQ.
Oh, I like it.
And then he said,
I like it.
It will prune your ignorance.
Prune. Yeah.
And then he said, sorry, just a bit of dry humor.
Dry humor.
Maybe he should be on the show.
That was grape. Great. No, that's not good. We can brainstorm these all day.
But the key is coming up with them quickly.
I know.
All right. Quickly. Last week, I spoke at Thurston's Career Day, or a couple weeks ago. You remember that? I went up to Thurston Middle School, and I spoke at Career Day with Laura Buckle, one of our volunteer DJs.
Okay.
So we do this twice a year, and we tell them, you know, what it's like to be a radio DJ and what they need to know to get into radio and how much we like the job, and they ask us how much we get paid, and it's awkward. We do this every couple years. It's fun. And we let the kids talk on the air. We let them talk into a PA and pretend like they're on the radio. So I got thank you letters this year, and some of them are real gems. And I wanted to read a couple of the thank you letters we got from the kids at Thurston for doing Career Day a couple weeks ago, okay?
Right, go ahead, yeah.
Dear Mr. Russell and Mrs. Buckle, thank you for speaking at Thurston's Career Day about radio. For example, I enjoyed the part when you let the class practice talking to the microphone like if it were in a real radio station. Of course, I also liked the part when you told us all your tricks and teaching us how it's like to be a radio host. I'm reading this verbatim. Undoubtedly, in spite of the outstanding presentation and facts you told us about the radio station, I'm still not sure I would pick this for my career.
How old is this child?
I don't know, they're all 7th or 8th grade.
And what's that? No, I'm terrible at this because it's a different system in England. 7th or 8th grade, how old is that?
I don't know anymore.
Nine?
No, not that young.
12?
I would say probably 11, 12, 13, yeah,
okay.
Somewhere in there.
All right.
Somewhere in there. Some might be 14.
That's a conceited little child. It's a good slap.
And he used the word
undoubtedly. I know, yeah.
Yeah, amazing. All right, here's another one. Let's see. No, that one's too nice. There's a lot of really nice ones. Dear Mr. Russell and Mrs. Buckle, Thank you for coming to Thurston's Career Day about the experiences of becoming a radio host. I really enjoyed you two teaching me about talking while the beat goes, then stop right when the song comes on. Without a doubt, you must love being a talk show host on the radio. We are lucky to have you in our community. That's very nice.
We should write that down, put that on a post-it note and stick it on the board.
What
is it? Say it again.
I love
the part. Speak right and then,
I love the part when you talk.
Perfect.
Talk while the beat goes, then stop right when the song comes on.
Right. What happened there? The song came on.
I did it.
This is why I'm saying we need a little post-it note with exactly that. Speak right when the beat goes on.
Right.
And stop talk when the song comes on. That's DJing in a nutshell.
In that language.
Yeah. I love it.
There's some other good ones. There was one really, really coherent one. I can't find it. There's dozens of thank you letters in here.
Things kids say.
Right, exactly. And they both of those examples used without a doubt or undoubtedly, which maybe, I found maybe they just learned that.
Probably just learned it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought it was nice.
Very good.
Oh, here was the best one. I thought this girl was particularly coherent.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Mr. Russell and Mrs. Buckle, thank you for speaking at Thurston's Career Day about working at the radio station. I really enjoyed when you let us, quote-unquote, host a little bit. In addition, you let us know how to play up-and-coming musicians, comma, and how you don't overplay the same song. Again, comma, thanks so much, exclamation point. Very good.
It's very good, except no comma before and.
Well, actually, she was separating two independent clauses. So, technically, there should have been a comma
it's
there.
It's still clumsy, I'm sorry.
All right, anyway, that was fun. So coming up, you'll could win some Kenny Loggins tickets to Winter Concert Classic. And you, sir, are going to sing the Police Blotter.
Yes, I am. I'm very excited.
Got the blues? Croon the news. Jason sings the Police Blotter now.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, it's the latest in psychiatric help. If you've got the blues or any kind of depression, let's say, or bipolar disorder, just sing the news.
Is it working for you?
It certainly is. I'm happy as anything. I'm really chuffed.
So twice a week, Jason digs through our local police blotter. He finds a story. He tells you what that story is. And then he plays a song inspired by that story.
All right, I'll tell you the story first because that helps because the song's not really that apparent until you hear the story. Story goes like this. 3 p.m. A cream, brown and purple colored Jamis Cyclocross bicycle. Do you know what that is? I don't know. It's a fancy bike.
Sounds like a fancy bike.
Yeah, it's worth $1,200. And it was stolen from a secure patio area. A pink helmet was also stolen. I could not resist. Ready? Cream, brown and purple was my bike. Cream, brown and purple was my bike. Like blueberry pie a la mode, that someone threw up on the road. Cream, brown and purple, what a sight. Pink was my helmet in the sun. My helmet was pink as a posy all day long. Oh, that ridiculous bike I'll forget, but my big lovely rosy helmet, if I can't get my hands on my helmet, I can't carry on. I am heartbroken now that my shiny pink helmet is gone. Got the blues? Definitely got the blues there for his shiny helmet.
It's art.
You're welcome.
It's your own form of art. Jason Fetty sings The Police Blotter twice a week here on KX93.5. You can find the archives online at KX93.5.com. And I think we'll just let that one sit in the ether.
Daily Scramble Live.
Yeah, wherever you are in the world, you're with KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. People often ask us, do they not, Tyler Russell, who is here.
Hello.
How we choose the music for this radio station. And it's a very painstaking process. We have various kinds of music meetings every week, and we discuss music, and we bring music in, and we listen to it. But the major criteria for the music, regardless of genre, really, I mean, we're a generational alt-rock station, so there are certain kinds of music that obviously we don't play. But whenever something is brought in by one of the staff members here, and we all sit around and listen to it, the major criteria is that we're able to sing along to it, the following song. You spin me... Have you got it there?
No.
You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round. Now, we have to be able to sing along to the song exactly that thing. If we can't sing that along to it, it just gets ditched, gets thrown out the window. We literally throw them out the window like Frisbees. CDs, remember those?
I do.
Okay. So that's why we're playing.
So that's our criteria. That's why we add new songs to the radio station, because we can sing
that song.
Dead or Alive, yeah. You Spin Me Right Round, mm-hmm. to the tune of the song.
Of the song.
So this new segment that we're doing is twofold. Uh-huh. It's both to demonstrate this phenomenon that every song we add can be sung to the tune of Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Right Round.
Yeah.
And it's also to introduce you to our favorite new song of the week.
Right.
That's this twofold segment. And the name of the segment is New Spins Me Right Round.
I'm glad you thought of that. New Spins Me Right Round is the name of the song. And, you know, it's gone to the point now where we put a song on and then listen to probably 45, 50 seconds of it, get through the chorus and maybe a guitar solo, and then someone will begin singing, you spin me right round, and then we know
then
that it's added.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to play you our favorite new song of this week that we're just now adding. Mm-hmm. We're going to let you hear it a little bit, and then we're going to chime in with some Dead or Alive just to prove to you,
and you'll see,
that this is a thing.
And you'll be, by the end of the day, every song that comes on the radio, you'll be in the car driving around singing this. This is our hope anyway.
All right. So anyway, you'll love this new song. It's by Chet Faker. Marcus Marr is also on the track. They've got a new EP coming out December 4th, so about a month from now. Chet Faker, of course, the bearded Australian guy who's white but sounds like a old black blues musician and just writes really cool, funky indie rock. So Chet Faker's got this new song called The Trouble With Us here on New Spins Me Right Round on Daily Scramble Live.
You mumble under your breath, I doubt you know what she said. Let's get this off of your chest by now. I'm trying to make this
so good, mess. Man.
Oh, it's groovy.
We're trying to run in the dark. We're making reasons to destroy what we needed, cause we're addicted to bleeding hearts.
That's great. It's so hard to do that as well.
Got me fighting naked.
That slappy thing on the guitar is great.
A little disco beat comes in.
Should we go for it?
Almost. Nights of course it's coming up.
It's on the edge of emotion. 1, 2, 3.
You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round. You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, right round.
God, that's the trouble with me. I need the trouble with you.
Let
let me under your dress. But you won't show me your heart. Teach me a lesson, I guess. I still go back to the dark. I'm trying to clean up the mess. Girl, I don't know where to start. We're in the season of deliberately needing a fire to burn in our hearts. Got me fighting naked, nothing sacred. We're tearing pain off the walls. Nights are made of kiss and makeup. It's on the edge of emotional. I see the look in your eyes. Heartbeats getting the
Let me just make a prediction. That song's going to be massive. That is going to be a huge song.
Okay.
Not only because it's great, but because you can sing Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Right Round to the tune of it.
It's very important, isn't it, to be able to sing that? I think we may have put our finger on what's just the inherent soul kind of indicator of what's a hit and what isn't. He used to say, oh, it has to be 120 beats a minute, then that moves to 128 beats a minute, and I think now we can safely say it's Dead or Alive's. Do we have to, when we sing that, do we have to pay some sort of royalty, do you think?
I don't think so. I think because we're singing it.
Under 10 seconds. Just got to keep it under 10 seconds.
Okay. So that was Chet Faker, The Trouble With Us. It's our new music pick of the week here on Daily Scramble Live. We're KX93.5 playing generational alt rock for you. And this is cool too. It's Tori Moi with Astronauts Etc. covering Elton John.
Just keep the mic up, just a minute. Wait, is this like... I'm going to go for it. Right. Works every time.
Still to come this morning, you could win tickets before they even go on sale to the Winter Concert Classic at Irvine Bowl with Kenny Loggins, Shadow Boxers, and David Allen Baker. Yes, Kenny Loggins. I said that quickly, but Kenny Loggins. My God.
It's going to be so great. And we were sure we weren't going to be able to do this. You know, our big fundraiser this year at the Pageant of the Masters, there's so many things going on there, and they weren't sure if they were going to do the construction or not, or whatever. And then the montage came in, excuse me, and we're all happily going to do this thing together. So it's brilliant.
Yeah, Montage and KX93.5 present the show, Winter Concert Classic, which is in the bowl. Yes, Pageant of the Masters, which so far we're the only organization that's been fortunate enough to use it in the past decade with the Beach Boys last year and Loggins this year. And there'll be a winter fantasy land, if you will, in the grounds with holiday decorations, falling snow, activities, and Santa Claus himself on the big stage in the grounds. It's going to be great.
And it's great to have falling snow when it's 70 degrees.
Well, judging by today, I think we're going to have a crisp winter.
Crisp, but not by other places' standards. It's still pretty nice out here, isn't it? But yeah, really excited. Kenny Loggins, perfect for the town. We'll all be singing along to the big hits, and it's just good fun.
Well, we'll have tickets to give away here shortly, and all you have to do is listen for a Kenny Loggins song, then text us at 949-715-KXFM to win. And also, you can buy tickets this morning at 10 a.m. only if you're a member of the radio station. So you can still sign up to be a member online, and you'll get a code emailed to you that lets you buy pre-sale tickets to the Winter Concert Classic. Quick thing in other news for you this morning, Jason. Mm-hmm. Did you know that in the past 10 days, TV viewers could watch a brain surgery, three people being buried alive, and an exorcism live on television?
All in the same show?
Different shows. But the reason why I'm saying this is there is now a trend that broadcasting on television has gone more and more live than it ever has before, which I think is really interesting because TV is trying to compete with Netflix and Hulu and the internet and online digital media. So what they're doing is they're making things ridiculous and they're making them live because that's the only way they can compete and keep viewers. That's their new niche.
Right. So live network television is they're playing on the fact that they are live.
Right. And they can sell advertising for more money during live broadcasts. And they've proven that more people watch TV, watch cable TV during live events. For example, I only watch cable these days when I'm watching football or the Oscars or something that I have to see while it happens or the news.
Well, you know, I ditched cable TV some time ago, about 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
Just completely ditched it, and I'm one of those people who's just got the Netflix and the Hulus and all the various apps on a couple of different kinds of devices, and I'm getting a bit bored with it, I must tell you.
Really?
I kind of flick through, and it's the same selection, and I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to watch that.
You miss changing the channel on TV. You miss surfing.
I think it's that. Maybe it's just the surfing, because I don't think I would stop particularly surfing. When I used to channel surf, I would literally spend an hour just clicking from one thing to the next. Never find anything that I wanted to watch. And that's what frustrated me. But maybe that's part of the sort of meditation of it. I don't know, I'm just a bit tired of TV. We're very sophisticated watchers of TV. I talked to a TV producer the other day who's from Europe, and we were talking about the audience here in the United States, streets ahead of anywhere else in terms of just sophistication. And that's why, he was saying, that's why a Fox News can exist here, or an MSNBC, like a very clearly not really a news channel, absolutely got an axe to grind, got a vested interest, got, you know, selling advertising is obviously what it's all about. But we don't care. We know what that is. We accept it. And that's really a sign of sophistication in a way.
In this same story, it mentions that in year 2000, Americans watch an average of 4.5 hours of television a day.
Whoa, that's too much, man.
But
God.
Today, in 2015, we watch 5.8 hours a day of TV.
Do you watch who's got time for that?
It is. I mean, I certainly spend at least that many hours looking at a screen.
Right.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Watching TV or at least having it on, I'm not far from that, to be honest. I mean, as soon as I get home, I turn it on, it's on for the rest of the night.
Wow. Maybe that's... I don't do that. That's not my thing.
Yes, I do.
I'm specifically like, now I'm going to watch TV, or now I'm going to watch a movie, or now I'm going to watch... I fall asleep to ridiculous stuff on Animal Planet, you know. really, that's what gets me.
But I just think, TV is such an important part of our culture, and it's amazing to me that now, all of a sudden, cable has to pivot in order to survive. And it's very much like mirroring what's going on with radio, in that we're a live medium, and we're talking to you right now, and the words that I'm saying are going to your ears at that exact same second, and other on-demand music services don't do that. So we have to do the same thing. We have to prove that live broadcasting is more exciting and fun and better than an on-demand service.
The other thing about live broadcasting is, obviously, there's not a great deal of preparation you can do. So it's not, you know, the thing that came before this was reality shows, and they became clearly scripted and obviously inauthentic. Mm-hmm. Whereas this is, what we do is entirely authentic. If you came in here, dear listener, you wouldn't see any piles of paper or post-it notes being flown between us. We just sit here and talk, you know. So that is authentic, and I think that's, again, that's a sign of some kind of sophistication in the listener or the viewer, in that they get it, what goes on behind the scenes. They've all seen behind the scenes.
Well, they value it. I mean, I admire live broadcasting very much. I don't know if this is true of a normal TV viewer, but when I think about what goes into producing the Oscars or producing one Sunday football game and the dozens of cameras and the hundreds of people compared to a four-person crew that can make a drama on Netflix, it amazes me.
Oh, it's a huge collaboration. Absolutely. I do too. The Oscars is one thing because they probably plan that all year round.
Sure.
You know, and that's quite tightly organized. But something like a football game, you know, the camera crew are incredible.
Yeah.
The way they're able to capture the moment.
It's a machine, the way they work together. Yeah. It's a cool documentary on YouTube about how they produce a football game. And you can see the technical director and the whole room and the trucks they bring in. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, I love live broadcasting. I'm a fan of this. I think TV's doing the right thing here because, frankly, they can't produce as good dramas as Netflix can because they have advertisers to answer to. Mm. And Netflix has a subscriber base and it's different. So they have to cater to a certain type of American where Netflix can be a little more out of the box, a little more sophisticated.
Right, they have to get it right with their advertising 100% of the time, or 90%. Whereas Netflix, they can produce something, and if 50% of people don't watch it, that's fine.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a good thing they're doing, and I think Netflix should do what it does good now, continue making great drama series, and TV should go more live, be more exciting.
Good. Well, good luck to them.
That's it. All right, coming up, you can win some Kenny Loggins tickets. Winter concert classic at Irvine Bowl. Here's Bad Company. Why not?
Hello.
Hello, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi, it's Tyler and Jason.
Hello, hello. Lynn. Hi.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
I am fabulous. It's just so fun listening to your show.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
Yes, how kind of you. And especially as you don't know why we've called.
No, I have a feeling that maybe I won Kenny Loggins tickets.
Yes, you did.
Well done.
Yes, you did.
Yay. So, yay. Thank you, guys.
Of all the people that texted in, we chose you randomly, Lynn. You win tickets to the Winter Concert Classic December 13th here at Irvine Bowl, Page and the Masters in town with Kenny Loggins, the Shadow Boxers, and David Allen Baker. Tickets aren't even on sale yet. They go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning to pre-sale members of KX93.5. So you have the very first pair of tickets in existence.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And also, I think I'm late with paying my yearly dues, so I will pay my yearly dues.
Then it sounds like it's a win-win.
Yes. Absolutely. Stay on the line, Lynn, and we'll take your credit card information.
All right, Lynn, so I hope you're excited for this show.
I am very excited. I love listening to you guys. It makes getting up in the morning a little nicer.
Cool. Oh, thanks, sweet.
So thank you, thank you, thank you for the laughs. Thank you for the fun. Thank you for the music.